Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets...
This law affects our supply chain. In 2004, Hurricane Ivan caused unprecedented damage to Pensacola. We were stunned by the destruction that isolated us for a while as our bridges were impassable. Then hundreds of skilled Spanish-speaking migrant workers arrived seemingly overnight and began rebuilding Pensacola. And we, as a community, have never collectively said thank you.
We have patience since this bill has been signed that have been calling concerned about coming in for their appointments in fear that their information will be provided, in fear of losing their children or being deported. We have prenatal patients who are requesting that they be induced before July 1st because they're afraid that after July 1, if they have a baby in a hospital setting, the baby will be taken away and they would be deported.
So this is Chandra Smiley. She is the director of the Community Health in Northwest Florida. And then before that, the voice was Grace Resendez McCaffrey, a friend and a local activist on immigrant issues. And they were in front of the Pensacola City Council meeting last Thursday, part of the open forum. You know, not an agenda item or anything like that, but just wanting to share their concerns about the passage of SB 1718, the immigration reform bill that the governor signed into law, and some of the impacts of it. Chandra Smiley says that, as you heard, you know, people are afraid. People are worried their health information is going to be disclosed. They're worried they're going to have their kids taken away or they're going to be deported if they get their needed health taken care of or, you know, go for their regular visits. They're trying to avoid the July 1st implementation deadline. Grace McCaffrey says, you know, people are losing their driver's licenses. People are afraid to work. That's going to harm our economy. And we take for granted that there will be an abundant supply of, for example, you know, cheap labor who might come in post hurricane, not necessarily cheap, but available, you know, and if there's less labor, the cost will be even higher. And we take that for granted. Henry Tice is the his general manager of North Florida Auto Brokers. And he said, this is bad. You know, people are asking for their titles from him because they're wanting to move out of state and take their cars with them because they're scared of the impact of this law.
I'm here just to say I have a vested interest, and I know that, but it's more than that because I know these people, and they're people that like were people from my generation who were taught to work hard, to save your money, stay out of debt, don't pay interest, and they're honorable, wonderful, wonderful people. And I really don't know what you can do. I just want you to hear the real story of these people who have left a horrible place, and they didn't come here for a handout. They didn't come here for freebies. They came here for the opportunity to do the job that America doesn't want to do.
Paula Chapman is a realtor.
Hello, everybody. Paula Chapman. I'm a co-owner of IXL Real Estate here in Pensacola. I am licensed in three states: Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, and I have been doing real estate for about 12 years. And I will tell you and share with you how bad this is getting already. In this last week, I have had four families that wanted to put their house for sale because they want to leave the state. Four families in 1 week. And I will tell you this, the sooner that we get to July, that number is going to double or even triple. We're not talking about undocumented immigrants here. We're talking about documented immigrants that are not feeling welcome here in this state anymore.
So people are taking their cars and going. People are selling their houses and going, according to the testimony of these people. Antonio Estraba, who sells a lot of cars to Hispanics, says that people are basically driving to other places because they don't feel safe here.
Here in well, all over Florida, they asked me for I opened a dealership here 2 years ago. I didn't. I bought the whole lot. We make remodelation. We bring a lot of cars, and we start to sell by here, pay here, to Hispanic people. We are good in that, to Hispanic people. I want to talk about the impact that this law is doing in my business. The first week, more than 50% of my cars call me, and we are leaving the state. And they are leaving all over, all around. And when I see my system, where are my cars? The cars that we finance, they are in going to New York, New Jersey, Tennessee, Ohio. I cannot repo the car if they stop paying. I'm going to lose a lot of money.
He says he pays about $25,000 to $30,000 a month in sales tax to the state. And this is just locals. Like, this is just here in Pensacola. So what does the bill actually say? Who is it discouraging? How big are these impacts? We'll talk about that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm still watching that accident at Pine Forest and I-10, and I'd say avoid that area if you can, certainly. Complete roadblock still on the southbound lane on Pine Forest, and fatality happened this morning before the show even started, and they're still trying to remove the car, as I understand, from that interchange. Caution there, certainly caution wherever you are, and there's also an accident, 3 Mile Bridge, southbound about half mile from the Gulf, from Gulf Reyes, and the left lane is blocked. Very slow on the bridge as well. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So what is SB 1718 and what does it specifically do? Well, it's a pretty wide-ranging immigration reform bill passed and signed into law by the governor. And here are some of the things. Requires employers to use E-Verify to check employment eligibility for employees and fines those who fail up to $1,000 a day, anybody who's got more than 25 employees. It suspends the driver's license or any employer who knowingly business license of any employer who knowingly employs illegal aliens and makes using a fake ID to gain employment a felony. It enhances the penalties for human smuggling and human trafficking if you're carrying more than 5 illegal immigrants across the border into Florida or 1 minor. That's the trafficking side of this. It makes it a second degree felony, $10,000 fine, 15 years in prison potentially. It funds the unauthorized alien transportation program to relocate illegal immigrants from Florida to elsewhere, as you've heard the news stories all about that. Bans local governments and non-government organizations from issuing identification documents to illegal aliens. And it invalidates out-of-state driver's licenses that had been issued to illegal aliens. So if they come here from somewhere else with a driver's license procured legally in, like, say, California, but they come here, it's no good here. And it requires hospitals to collect and report health care costs for illegal aliens so that you have to basically check a box when you get service at a health care provider that you are or are not a legal resident of the state of Florida. And if you're not, they track that in order to know what the overall cost is. So if you read the law, who is it specifically targeting? Well, it's clearly targeting illegal aliens, right? People who are here without documentation, not here legally in the state of Florida. Is it harming legal immigrants, legal residents who are not, citizens of the U.S.? Well, no. There's nothing in it that deals with them in any adverse way. And so the question is, the people who are leaving, I take all of these testimonials for granted. I don't think any of these people are lying. And so who's leaving? Well, two groups of people. People who are here illegally and suddenly feel like they can't be in Florida illegally anymore. They need to go somewhere safer. For them, safer in the sense of not getting arrested or deported or whatever. And then number two is people who are not themselves illegal, but either have family members or maybe they just generally don't like the tone. And so they're worried about how this might affect them, even though they are legal residents of the state of Florida, or they're confused about what the law says. And so they're, maybe concerned about getting caught up in it, mixed up in it somehow or other. There's a nebulous uncertainty for them about their status here. So when it comes to people who are uncertain, I think that's a problem for the law, okay? People who are legally here should be allowed to be legally here. And when it comes to those who are concerned about the environment, that seems like a mistake for them, but I think that's a likely impact of a law like this. When it comes to people who are here illegally, I think that's who the law was designed to discourage. I mean, the people who wrote this law meant for this to happen. Right? I mean, the point was to make Florida a place that's inhospitable for illegal aliens and to make them want to not be here and to not want to come here. That was the point of the law, right? The Biden administration, and not uniquely them, but, you know, administrations before them for a long time have been failing to properly enforce or deal with the immigration problem. This is not a new thing under Biden, but it is a worse thing under Biden. So this is a problem, and Florida's going to deal with it since the federal government's not dealing with it. Whether it, you know, whether this is an overall net loss to our state in terms of productive citizens who aren't causing problems and are not causing costs to the state, or whether this is a benefit to us because, you know, this helps make our state more legal, more lawful. You don't have the collateral problems of crime, let's say, or unhealth or social safety net costs or things like that, or government services, you know, related to those things. I think that remains to be seen. But the law seems to be working as it was intended. You know, plus compliance costs, right? I will say this. My general impression is that the reason there are illegal immigrants in a place like Florida is because there is a demand for the kind of labor that those illegal immigrants will perform. If there were not a demand for their labor, why would they come here? What are they going to do living here if there's not, you know, they generally speaking, they're not fleeing here to get involved in criminal activity. They're fleeing here to find work. I mean, some are coming here for illegal activity, but that's kind of, to me, a separate problem, generally speaking. The ones who want to come here, they get taken advantage of by employers. They get underpaid by employers. They don't get to operate in the light, so to speak. You know, they have to live their life always worried about these things, and now they're even more worried. So if you think that, you know, illegal immigration is a problem in the state of Florida, this looks like a winning law to you because it's doing what it's intended to do. If, on the other hand, you look at these businesses that are being harmed that have built their business around catering to the fact of illegal immigrants in the state, those businesses are going to be harmed because that's what the law is designed to do. 722 on News Radio 92.3. I just wanted to share it with you because I thought it was poignant. I thought it was interesting. It was our city council, even though they don't have anything to do with this. It was a forum in which these people could air their concerns that aren't otherwise being aired. And that seemed like news to me. And I thought I wanted to share it with you because if we're going to agree with the law that's been passed, you also have to understand the consequences and then say, well, I agree or I wish those consequences. We need to fix those. That's how this process works. 722 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
So I know we've been talking about this horrible accident underneath the overpass on Pine Forest. So southbound is completely closed right now. And I was looking at the map, and I was thinking to myself, well, how would I go around that if I needed to go south on Pine Forest? And I thought, oh, I'd take because the bridge is out on Longleaf. It's been demolished and is going to be out of service for about 2 months. And I was looking, and sure enough, on the map, there's a big old backup. There's all the red and orange on the map as people have gone west on Longleaf and discovered, oh, I need a U-turn here. And people have gone east on Longleaf and thought, oh, I need a U-turn here. Yeah, so it's Beverly. Remember, we talked about this. This is the alternative. And, so that's, wow. Anyway, Candy, you've been talking about this all morning. What do you have for them?
Yeah, find another route, I guess. Pine Forest, I mentioned this just a little bit earlier. There was an accident, and this happened before the show started this morning, and it's a fatality. Complete roadblock in the southbound lane on Pine Forest as they work to clear that accident still. And another accident, this is southbound on the 3-mile bridge, about half mile from Gulf Breeze in the left lane. Then that's tying things up. It doesn't look like it's back to the hump yet, but it is very slow, and that'll be in no time. It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. And yeah, if you're heading that area on Pine Forest southbound, I'd alternate route 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And I know I said it pretty quickly, so let me just say it clearly in case it wasn't
clear. The Longleaf thing, yes.
Longleaf is not available as an option because the bridge at the low-lying area across from Eager Beaver and east of the concrete crushing is out of service for 2 months because it's being completely rebuilt. It's been demolished. So
they do have detour signs out,
yeah,
I imagine.
I'm sure there are early maintenance of traffic signs, but still, you cannot go that way. That will not solve your issues.
And if your boss says anything, tell him to flip on the news. News Radio 92.3.
That's right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hitting the phones today to sell the debt ceiling deal they struck to holdouts in their respective parties. The House expected to vote Wednesday on the deal to raise the nation's debt limit. It has to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate before June 5th. Russia claiming that drones hit Moscow residential areas today for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. The mayor of Moscow says the strikes caused damage to buildings and forced residents to evacuate their homes. And this Friday is the one-month mark for the ongoing Writers Guild of America strike that still shows no signs of reaching a conclusion. Screenwriters called for the strike after negotiations stalled over increased pay for some 11,500 union members.
Still no late-night shows. That's what I know. Still no late-night shows for a while, ever since this began. David, thanks so much for the update. Are you a Billie Eilish fan much?
Yes,
little?
I love Billie Eilish, yeah.
Really, she's one of those artists where, I liked Bad Guy, and then I didn't really love anything else. None of the rest of it resonated with me. But I know she's super popular with her fans, and of course she's got that very famous kind of baggy look. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be sexualized.
Right.
She's kind of like the anti- chic,
Marilyn
sexual.
Monroe, yeah,
right,
sure,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. So here's what's interesting, apparently, and I'm going on the news I've read, is that she's changed her look.
Yeah.
And now she's dressing like a girl.
Showing off what
like
God
a woman.
Gave her.
Yeah, she's
sure.
And, she's showing off her body and not extravagantly, but she's,
I didn't realize she was on SNL and she was the musical guest.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she
okay.
was and she wore a dress and I was like, oh,
that's what
okay.
she looks like, right? Because you
great.
Didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So critics are calling her a sellout because,
course,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what she said. I wish I had the audio, but she deleted the Instagram post. She says, "I spent the first 5 years of my career getting absolutely obliterated by you fools for being boyish and dressing how I did and constantly being told I'd be hotter if I acted like a woman. Now, when I feel comfortable enough to wear anything remotely feminine or fitting, I changed and am a sellout. You guys are true idiots."
She's right.
She's 100% right.
Yeah.
And she says, fun fact, did you know that women are multifaceted? And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 exclamation marks and 3 question marks. Shocking, right? And in her third post, she... I can't read any of that on the air, but it was basically, y'all are dumb. Y'all are really, really dumb. And
she's a talented
exactly
kid,
right.
I think. But yeah, and she made music with her brother in their bedroom. And
right,
that's how they got
and
started.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Right, fantastic. So good for her for calling out the absolute hypocrites who are like,
you go, Billy.
Change. Do what you want to do. That's whatever. That's fine. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
A fatal shooting at the Days Inn. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox News here at News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The Rules Committee in the Republican House meets this afternoon to discuss the debt ceiling bill before it heads to a vote in the full House tomorrow, where it needs help to pass. Ohio Congressman Warren Davidson.
It won't pass with just Republican votes. So what's yet to be told is how many Democrats will be able to support the bill.
The Republican earlier on Fox Business. Davidson is in for the bill, but at least six House Republicans are against it. This Russian city, the target.
People in Moscow woken up by explosions early on Tuesday, with video on social media showing further evidence of the attack. I heard a deafening bang, says this man, like a bolt of lightning.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Ukraine isn't talking, but it would be their deepest attack since Russia's invasion more than 15 months ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 72 degrees, partly cloudy here in Pensacola. The investigation continuing after a man was shot and killed at the Days Inn along I-10 yesterday. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says the victim was shot 4 to 5 times. A black male reportedly fled the scene after that shooting. So far, no word on a suspect. If you have information, contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers if you want to remain anonymous. A man and woman facing charges after deputies found drugs during a traffic stop yesterday. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Kyle Smith of Milton was arrested on drug charges and 23-year-old Naomi Williford arrested on a previous warrant for fleeing and eluding. Nine people hurt after a shooting in Broward County. NBC's Alyssa Hyman says that happened last night on the Hollywood Beach Boardwalk.
According to police, at least nine people were shot and injured and rushed to the hospital. At least three of them were minors, one of them as young as a one-year-old baby.
And police say that eight of the people shot are in stable condition today. The ninth victim underwent surgery. Right now, no word on their condition. Four of the people shot were children between 1 and 17. The other five were adults. Investigators believe there were two groups arguing when those shots were fired. One person was detained, and a second suspect remains at large. Governor Ron DeSantis slamming that debt ceiling deal that was struck over the weekend. We get more from Mark Mayfield.
The Florida governor and 2024 GOP presidential candidate said the U.S. is still careening towards bankruptcy. He said the deal reached by President Biden and Speaker McCarthy to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending, even with the new caps promised on spending. I'm Mark Mayfield.
2 weeks now after the meeting that saw Escambia County School Board dismiss Superintendent Tim Smith, the next chapter in that saga will happen later on today.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023 and asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent.
And the school board meeting at 1 o'clock today, they'll be determining if Keith Leonard will be the interim school superintendent and for how long. They're also expected to discuss how they want to move forward with finding a permanent replacement for Dr. Tim Smith. Some residents in the county calling for Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne to be given that position. The meeting is expected to draw a considerable amount of public speakers today. At least two people hurt last night in a crash on Highway 29. North Escambia reporting that a car smashed into a Jeep that was stopped in the travel lane of the highway near Archer Road. The driver reportedly tried to swerve around that Jeep but wasn't able to get around it. No word right now on the severity of those injuries. And speaking of crashes, let's get an update on our traffic on the fives. Candy, do you have an update on that situation on Pine Forest?
No, not yet. It's still moving very, very slow. In fact, that one area is blocked. There was an accident at Pine Forest on I-10 early this morning. You heard David say that. A complete roadblock in southbound lanes on Pine Forest as they work to clear that accident still. And then another accident. This is southbound on 3 Mile Bridge. About a half mile from Gulf Breeze is where it happened in the left lane of the bridge. And things are still tied up. And it's starting to back up almost over the hump now at this point. So caution there. Just expect it. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful day today. Nice and humid, 10% chance of a stray afternoon shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 85. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 72 in Pensacola, partly cloudy, also 72 in Gulf Breeze, and a little bit cooler, 64 in Milton right now. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. More high school graduates are being diverted from college campuses by brighter prospects for blue-collar jobs. The college enrollment rate for recent high school grads declined to 62% last year from 66.2% in 2019. Job growth at restaurants, theme parks, and other parts of the leisure and hospitality sector has increased more than twice as fast as job gains overall in the past year. McDonald's and Chick-fil-A will serve meals hotter and faster for mobile app customers thanks to new app features introduced by each chain. The restaurants aim to improve their mobile order experience with the addition of geofencing technology that will track customers' locations and notify staff when they're close. Geofencing works by using GPS technology to set up a digital perimeter around a location. When a device, such as a mobile phone, enters that perimeter, it will trigger an alert notifying restaurants of that device's location. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Christy T's Bad Juju. They've been a staple in Pensacola for the last 8 years, and if you've got dancing shoes, they'll help you wear them out. They'll play the top 40 hits from the 60s all the way up to today, including Motown and The Obscure. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
And good morning. How are you?
Oh, man. I should ask you. There's just been a lot going on in the last week that deals with y'all's folks. In fact, let's start with just this morning at 4:25. We had a burglary involving a bunch of cars at the Pensacola Auto Brokers on US 29. And a suspect chased and fled, and what happened here?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about, crime tends to uptick a little bit in the summertime. We talk about it upticking after school gets out. We talk about it upticking during holidays, right? So all three of those kind of converge on Memorial Day weekend, and while we have so many people out doing things, it's been a busy week. You know, and like I said, if you have kids out of school, you have the holiday people that are out there doing their holiday thing, and then you just have the typical summertime thing. So it just this morning we put out, if you go follow our Facebook page, we have a picture of this clown, a dude named burglarized Pensacola Auto Brokers. I had to make sure I had it right. Damaged two vehicles and stole another when he ran through their iron gate. One of our deputies saw this individual in a car, tried to stop him, but didn't know he was involved in a burglary. He tried to stop him. The vehicle fled. He didn't know what he was doing, so he did not.
He knew somebody was doing wrong, but he didn't know the background.
Yeah, but this genius, he ended up crashing his car at 29 in Archer. He fled from a crash on foot. But he was followed by a citizen. So fortunately, we had people that are out there to say, "I saw."
There was a dude on foot following him.
Yeah,
no way.
We were able to locate and arrest him with the information provided by the citizen. He was ended up being charged with burglary, grand theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, and fleeing and eluding. Obviously, we want to thank the citizens for helping us out. There's a picture of him in the back of our cruiser car, and this happened again just a couple of hours ago. So our deputies are out there doing a lot of good work. But over the weekend, we were kind of busy. We had some unfortunate...
Yeah, some really bad stuff over the weekend. Let's start with the Days Inn on Lavelle Way. Now, Days Inn is a good hotel. That area is good, right by the Cracker Barrel off of Wildlake Boulevard. Of course, there's been other news related to Pine Forest right in that vicinity this morning, completely unrelated. But you had somebody shot in the back and killed. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of that's kind of an unfortunate thing that took place there. They apparently two individuals who didn't really know each other staying at the hotel.
Okay.
So they meet up around the lobby area, have some sort of an exchange based on a previous beef. They know each other.
Like they ran into each other in the lobby or something?
Yeah. They happened to be one's checking out and one looks like be checking out as well, and then they ran into each other in the lobby, and they ended up exchanging gunfire and resulted in the death of one individual. I guess the interesting part is the individual that was killed was out on bond for a homicide that we charged him with last year.
What?
So he was out on bond, awaiting trial, and he ends up getting into this this shootout basically with this other individual. So we do have a suspect. In fact, we have a couple suspects. Let's see here.
I mean, are these just like? It doesn't sound like these are just citizens. Like, these are people involved in crime? Are they, I mean, if, do we have any notion, like, what else is going on here or background?
Yeah, well, let me give the name of the individual we're looking for in case anyone knows him. Devin Smith. We are working on an affidavit now, or we were. We probably have a warrant now for him. Devin Smith, charging him with second degree homicide, no bond. And so if anyone knows where Devin Smith is, please let us know. We did search the victim's room, and we found a ton of drugs. We found marijuana, cocaine, some fentanyl, some meth, some pills, about $6,000 in cash. So
and not personal consumption amounts?
No. You don't personally consume 2 pounds. Well, I mean, not in a short period of time, at least. 2 pounds of marijuana, cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and pills. Was that? I'm not sure. It's funny there.
This had come
because
up in
Andrew
an earlier story.
I did, because I don't know who smokes 2 pounds of weed. And I was like, nor do I.
So, okay, so he was clearly involved in illegal behavior. That's the victim. He was out on a homicide charge. He was out on bond for a homicide charge. And this other guy, they had a pre-existing beef, and shoots him and kills him because they ran into each other accidentally in the days. It doesn't have anything to do with that hotel, just that they happened to be staying there.
They both happened to be staying there. And again, when we searched the room, we found a lot of drugs in the one room.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like we said, if you're not involved in high risk behavior, you're unlikely to be a victim of a crime.
And we also had a really awful incident that was a byproduct of how many people were in Carver Park and Cantonment. Carver Park and Cantonment. What? I mean, this is the most empty of all parks. Like, every time I have been through that area, I always think, well, and there's another park that nobody uses. Or not much, you know? But, okay, so there's what? This giant street party at Carver Park over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's every year they have a party, a Memorial Day, and it is at Carver Park. Now, again, we've been there a couple times. We have some food giveaways there, some different things at Carver Park. But for the most part, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But on this past Memorial Day, it was not. It looked like there were a couple hundred people there. Cars were lined up all throughout the roadway. And unfortunately, there was...
Like they just turned the vicinity into a parking lot, right?
Yeah, basically? Because it's not big enough to house all the cars that are going to be there. So, again, it's a Memorial Day. I'll call it a Memorial Day party. And individuals started shooting, and 3 people were injured. None life-threatening. So, but we are looking into that. We are investigating, exactly who this individual or individuals were. We do have some video from the from the party, so I feel pretty comfortable we'll be able to identify the people. We'll probably end up putting the pictures out on our Facebook page of the people we're looking for to this very day.
This seems to be a phenomenon that we hear about periodically. We heard about it over on what's the big park over in the Warrington vicinity? This giant party, hundreds or even thousands of people who don't necessarily live in the neighborhood, but all come to that area because there's kind of a, hey, we're all going to get together and do this thing here. And then, lo and behold, crime breaks out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a party. There's nothing wrong with having a get-together, sure, or a reunion, whatever you want to do. It's just, you know, can we not do that without fighting and shooting? Can we not, enjoy each other's company? Can we not enjoy a holiday? That's the thing that we got to ask ourselves and some of these organizers. If you're going to organize a party, you need to understand, you know, who might come, and you need to understand the size of the crowd. You need to understand that, there's a potential for this sort of thing. If you invite the wrong, the wrong people, some of these people come, like you said, they don't even live in a neighborhood. They come there and oftentimes they're criminals. And if they come there with, crimes in mind or intent to look for someone that they have a beef with, then there's a potential for that. Fortunately, it rarely happens, but when it does happen, it can be tragic.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Thank you. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing a lot of slowdowns or delays, but we are still watching that accident at Pine Forest and I-10 early this morning. A complete roadblock in the southbound lane on Pine Forest as they work to clear that accident. Still another accident. This is southbound on the 3 Mile Bridge, about a half mile from Gulf Breeze in the left-hand lane, and I'm still showing that it is slow, and now it is backed up to the hump. So caution there, and wherever you are, 437-1620. Text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Before that, we also had, I guess you guys had an incident on Friday, which was a couple of teenagers shooting at each other. Is that right? Or yeah, one shot another, anyway?
Yeah, we responded to Murphy Lane. There was a 16-year-old male that was shot and killed by another 16-year-old male.
So good Lord.
We do know we obviously know both individuals that are involved. We're investigating it. We're trying to piece everything together, see if it was a self-defense type of situation. But what's sad is this: one 16-year-old and another 16-year-old, both of them had firearms, and it was over it appears to be over an ex-girlfriend, it was an acquaintance type situation. They went there and then engaged in this activity. They intentionally went there to confront one another.
So they went there to like duel or something, or just to have it out and fight with each other? Or?
Yeah, I think the ex-girlfriend called the ex-boyfriend to come there to help her, and because it was a disturbance with one of the 16-year-olds. Again, we're still investigating it, so I don't have all the details, but I can tell you that it was not random. And it's just, again, 16-year-old, two 16-year-old males.
Well, and so even if it's a self-defense scenario for the one 16-year-old, there would still be charges for the gun possession, right?
Yeah,
a 16-year-old can't have the gun.
Right, that's correct.
Okay,
that's
okay. Correct. So aside from the homicide charge or not, the gun charge would be relevant. And then we also had, what was the other one I was going to ask you about? Tiana Chick and Kendall Kyles in Brat. And this was also kind of a domestic related, a former boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been saying all along that there are two reasons we typically have homicides. One is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
About two-thirds of our homicides are involve drugs, and one-third of them involve domestic or boyfriend-girlfriend type of situation. And we've kind of talked about all of those now. We've talked about one that appears to be, if not drug-related, it's certainly drug-involved. And then the last two we're talking about were ex-boyfriend-girlfriend type situation. And that is the case here, where an individual was awakened by an ex-girlfriend in his home, and also a male in his home, and apparently his current girlfriend and his former girlfriend were fighting in the house, and then he's confronted by a man with a firearm in the hallway, and that man in the hallway fires at him through the door and ends up nicking him in the arm. Non-life-threatening, but we do have the information on, as you mentioned, the name. Last name is Chick, I believe. And then
why the ex-girlfriend and her current boyfriend broke into the current girlfriend and ex-boyfriend's house or apartment, or what were they? Do we know why? Were they just
again? We're
people
to
get to texting, and all of a sudden it's
out.
A gunfight.
You know, who knows what these people are thinking? I think if you're willing to break into a house, your thought processes aren't altogether.
Other than that, how was Memorial Day at the beach from a law enforcement perspective?
It was very busy, but I can tell you that it was. I didn't get a single call about anything unusual taking place. I think we have the normal. You know, we talk to people, and you know, we get some typical complaints, but nothing that would even come to a criminal nature. So it went very well.
Okay, well, I'll take that. And you guys had your film showing, didn't you? Not that long ago, right? So. About a week or so ago,
Movie night. Yeah, we were at Beulah on Friday night. It was probably the best crowd that we've had so far for a movie night. The weather was perfect. The movie, I didn't get to see the movie. The movie was great, and everyone just seemed like they had a really good time. So these things are working out.
The movie you didn't get to see was great?
The event was great. The event was great. And I heard some reviews, you know.
Fair enough. Well, Sheriff, thanks for having your fellows out there and your ladies out there doing what they do, taking care of us, protecting crime, prosecuting crime, and trying to make sense of some of the craziness that we see around us on the news, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
751 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for CAG, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Puffs, June 2nd through June 11th. For 7 years, a certain boy wizard went to a certain wizard school and conquered evil. This is not his story. This is the story of the Puffs, who also happened to be there. A fast-paced romp through the 7 increasingly eventful years, giving you a new look at a familiar adventure from the perspective of 3 potential heroes just trying to make it through a magic school. Get your tickets at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
I think I'm like an alcoholic, but with beer, you know?
I will tell you that the new Beavis and Butthead, we've been watching some of the new
Paramount,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're if you watch the old, like the original, obviously, you know, they're a lot like that, which is a lot of miss but some hit. And I don't know, they're entertaining, I'll just put it that way. I'm not a fan of the like grown up Beavis and Butthead sketches. Those don't typically,
they look weird.
It is weird. It's not that it's not as entertaining when you think of them as adults, right? 7:54 on News Radio.
Although we all know them, don't we? They're all over.
I've seen some people.
In every state.
7:54 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A detention hearing set for today in federal court in Washington, D.C. for the 19-year-old from Missouri charged with ramming a U-Haul truck into a barrier near the White House earlier this month. Sai Khandula reportedly told police his goal was to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation. So far, prosecutors still working to determine his home country for citizenship purposes and a possible deportation. Elon Musk is in Beijing. He met earlier today with China's foreign minister, and he's expected to meet with other officials while he's there. He's visiting Tesla's Shanghai plant as well. And wedding season is here. Trends show that weddings are becoming more extravagant and, of course, more expensive than ever before, but not just for the people having a wedding. A recent survey from LendingTree found 40% of wedding attendees over the last 5 years have gone into debt just to be there. That number up to 62% for people in a bridal party. The wedding services biz has grown into a $71 billion estimate or industry by some estimates over the last several years.
So I'll say this just the one time. Okay. We did a very inexpensive wedding, and that seems to have worked out okay. You know, now going on 27 years of marriage, I think we got coming up this summer. You know, so we're doing okay on a budget wedding.
Not to brag, but we got married online 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
So
you guys want to know the secret?
I'm saying that, yeah, if you can put a down payment on a house or buy a wedding, buy the house.
So you don't feel like you'd be happier if you were still making monthly payments on the wedding?
No, I feel you know, we're doing okay, you know,
right.
In spite of it. Yeah. And also, by the way, we have turned down many offers to go to weddings because it didn't seem like it was worth spending that much money to go to somebody's wedding. You know, just that's how we've done many times. And these extravagant weddings where you got to spend thousands of dollars to do it and people are going, I will say it if Dave Ramsey won't say it. That's stupid. Don't do that to your friends and, you know, just don't be those people. I'm sorry. If you're wealthy and you've got the millions to spare, fine. Okay, but if you're going into debt to make these things happen, you are burdening a young marriage with burdens it does not need. Young marriages don't need help. they don't need more trouble. Okay, there's going to be trouble to come. Marriages are always hard. They always are.
And weddings are beautiful. You don't take that away.
I'm sorry. There's a limit to how much you should spend on a wedding, period. That's just all there
says
is to
the
it.
Father of boys.
David says the father of three boys. That's right. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic on the fives. Now that you're angry
we'll
at me.
Talk, I am. We'll talk after. And I don't care. Pine Forest Road. Now, of course, still watching this. It's pretty bad. As you know, there was a fatality this morning, an accident at Pine Forest and I-10. Complete roadblock in the southbound lanes on Pine Forest as they work to clear that accident still. Westbound I-10 is backed up from Pine Forest to 9 Mile Road, and it looks like 9 Mile is backed up at Pine Forest. That whole triangle is very, very slow this morning because of that accident, so please use caution wherever you are. 98 Blue Angel Parkway showing an accident but not showing a roadblock this morning. Fairfield and Marcus showing an accident, not showing a roadblock this morning. And taking a look at the bridge, 3 Mile Bridge, it looks like it is still backed up. Now there's two accidents. It is backed up to the hump, and this is southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, about half mile from Gulf Breeze in the left lane. That's where the first accident was, and the second is not too far behind it. So very slow 3 Mile Bridge southbound this morning. It's traffic on the fives. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Got a text. Somebody says, laughing out loud, my wife and I were married by a clerk at the Okaloosa County who worked part-time as an auctioneer. Fastest wedding I've ever been a part of.
Oh, wow. So you weren't at mine. Dana Cervantes did ours online.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was like, okay. Do you have anything to say? No. Thanks. Bye.
Look, I feel like we're kind of camped out on this inadvertently, but seriously, the amount of money that you spend on something that...
Because you want to celebrate your love together with other friends and have them see it.
That's fine.
And dress
but
up.
But every choice you make has consequences. And spending an extravagant amount of money you don't have that you're going to keep paying on it for years and years and years, you're going to grow to regret that decision, no matter how beautiful it was. Period. Uh-huh.
The open bar.
It's okay to have a good event. Try to keep the size and the scope and the cost and the payments of that event within reason.
You're listening to... News Radio 92.3.